And welcome.
Hi. How are you?
You know, bright-eyed, bushy-browed.
So what's going on? It is. It's raining here, but it is. I'm home.
No, it's a sunny morning where I am. And you know what? It is a good day to talk about what we love to talk about, right?
It's always a good day.
Give me a second. My phone just shut off. What's going on here? Anyways, while I wait for that to come up, wow. For everyone that is listening, welcome, guys. Welcome back to another amazing episode of Let's Get Into It This. And today we have a very interesting show for you. Today we are going to be talking about Drake's Certified Lover Boy. Wait, did I say that right?
Yeah.
Did I say that right? Okay, because the last time I had it the other way around. So, Certified Lover Boy and Kanye West Donda. Now, I don't know if you know this, Shanna, but I think the internet has kind of been like ablaze for the last couple of days with Drake's new release. And a lot of things has been going on as it relates to Kanye. We've talked about it extensively. So no, as I've been saying to you, keep the same energy. Well, no, we need the energy. Come on, let's go.
Okay, so what are we talking about first? Where are we starting?
All right, so let's start by, I would like to know what's your opinion on Kanye. Let's start there. What do you think of him as an artist?
Kanye as an artist, I think he is... All right, let me say this. Kanye as an artist back then was better than Kanye the artist back what is now. I appreciated his work more. I kind of get where the work was, how it was coming in and stuff like that. So back then, albums were really sought after. They were put together well. I think for his last couple of albums were... I think I need to say this. When he got married to Kim Kardashian is when the stuff is music changed it. And I'm not the only one that felt this way, because I've been watching some YouTube commentaries and I've been talking to others, and they do share the same sentiment.
Wow, you jumped into that real fast though.
It's not really like I just woke up and felt this way. Hell no. So it's neither here nor there for me. I think I don't give a fuck for Kanye. I don't really care for Kanye that much at all.
Alright. So I'm actually a really huge fan of Kanye West. I know I'm gonna get a lot of heat, a lot of flack, but you know what? I really and truly appreciate Kanye West as an artist, as a producer, and I think that's as far as it goes for me. You know, I appreciate him as an artist, as a producer. I feel like with everything that has been going on with Kanye West and his health wise everything, I wish him all the best, but let's not forget, you know, that back in the A days, Kanye West really and truly was the shit. You know what I mean? Everybody wanted to work with Kanye. Kanye had the best beats. And he had a very interesting public life. You know, I remember that era when he was with Amber Rose. I don't know why I was going to say Amber Mark. Shout out to you, Amber Mark. You're a great artist. I don't know what. But, yeah. And his albums... Heartbreak, On 808, Graduation, Life of Pablo, were some of his best work. Ooh, and My Dark Twisted Nightmare Fantasy, I think that's the name. Those were some amazing, solid body of work. So I'm never, ever, ever, ever going to take that away from Kanye. I've enjoyed a lot of his music, a lot of his work. And, you know, his beef, his antics have become legendary. They're almost expected at this point, you know? So let's talk about, I want to talk about the album and how you think they stack up with each other, Shannon. But before we get into it, we just like want to talk about the artists them as a whole. We just start with Kanye West. What are some of the songs? I know you're not a fan, but what are some of the songs that stood out to you? What are some of the songs that you think are great and some that are not so great?
So, all right, let me try to get into it now, sis. Give me a minute. Let me get into it. Where is it? Donda. All right, sis. I'm getting into it now.
No,
I'm getting...
Not the album. What? Not the Donda album. I'm just saying, like, are there any Kanye West tracks that comes to mind that you like?
Of course. I love this, the album that he was talking about going to college and shit like that. I can't remember the name. Was it
Graduation?
Graduation. I love that album. And I love Watch the Throne with Jay-Z. I actually, I liked 1 and 2. I do still listen to them, like, on occasionally. And I loved the tracks that was, oh my God, Wet It Up. When it all turns around. You know that song?
Oh, yeah. So I know that song. I'm trying to remember that had the Mary J. Blige sample. All Fall Down. That was the College Dropout album.
That was a dope ass album.
Yeah, that was a dope ass album.
I tried to get into the life of Pablo, and I really, it missed the mark for me. You know why it missed the mark for me?
Why? I
was all directed. I think people, Chaz the Rapper did this too. I think these rappers, they went into a phase of, oh, Kanye West, so let me try it. Sing a whole bunch of songs about their wives and their children. I don't have a problem with that. That's your personal life. We don't want to know about your personal life. Sing about what we can relate to. I don't want to hear about, spots on how you're designing clothes for Kim. That's not my fucking business. I'm not buying an album for you to tell me about Kim. She's already out there in the world. Anything I want to know, I can go Google it. So I don't need an album.
Got it.
About your wife. I don't need that.
But yes, you're right. I think he had some really great songs on the College Dropout, 808s and Heartbreak. All Fall Down is definitely one of my favorites that he did. And from 808 and Heartbreak, he had a lot of good tracks on that. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, one of my favorite album. I mean, he had Power on there. He had the song with Jay-Z, Run This Town. Ugh, there were so many songs on there. That was a moment. All right, so moving on real quick to the one who everybody loves, Mr. Drake, Aubrey Graham.
Why are you saying it like that? Like, the one that everybody loves? Because it's fact. He is a certified lover boy. Why are you saying it like that? Why are you trying to downplay my artist?
Girl, I know you're a Drake fan, okay? So let's get into it.
let's get into it, sis. So anyways, you know, Certified Lover Boy dropped, and it is a classic. I do feel the same way you feel about the album. It was very hyped up and not what we expected it to be. But it had more music that we can listen to and relate to and understand where he's coming from. Because
okay.
after the album dropped, you know that Twitter went on fire and people were like, yeah. damn, this album is everything that we wanted. We have mm-hmm. got more statuses out of it and stuff like that. And I do yeah. feel like that's what people were looking for with Kanye West, because he has done that for years. And
I disagree. I disagree. The difference between Drake's music and Kanye West's music is because Drake's music is definitely a type of contemporary pop culture statement type of album. So literally everything that he does in terms of his music, in terms of his raps, are so quotable that everybody can use them for like Instagram statuses, Twitter posts, and them thing. I don't feel that's the same energy you get with Kanye. Kanye is this great theatrical, doing the most braggadocious type of rapping, experimental, crazy ass man. So to me, they've never been different. They've never been the same. Drake loves to say that, oh, they're not on the same level, and it's fact, they're really not.
You know how I feel about this? I feel like the when Lauryn Hill and Mary J. Blige released their album 90s, early 2000s, people still do be comparing them and putting them against each other, even though Lauryn is a rapper and Mary J. Blige is an R&B singer. Yes, they're on two different levels. They do two different types of music, but in our head, listening to it, we are still gonna compare them, even though they're doing two different types of music. That's just how we feel. That's just how we are. We just think that the competition drives the music. You don't feel like that?
Speaking of, I do feel like that, and it's a healthy thing. And speaking of competition, right? You do know that for some reason, listening to both albums, you could tell that Drake had a lot of shots towards Kanye West. And I did not feel none of that same energy on Donda.
Really?
Yep. Yep.
So hold on.
Yep. Did you really listen to Donda?
Yes, I did really listen. Okay.
Okay.
Really?
Okay. But yeah, I do believe. Yes, I know that there's a beef going on and everything, but I just feel as though Drake always take it to a next level and put it in their music. I'm gonna get that from Kanye West. There was a lot more. To me, Certified Lover Boy, there were aspects of it that really shows Drake's true colors, that he's really and truly obsessed with this nigga.
Why do you feel that way?
I mean, come on. They literally have a beef ongoing that is, to me, is fueled by their ego and pride and said competition.
Right, but why do you feel like Drake is more obsessed with Kanye and not the other way around?
Because, I mean, the thing, you know, he took a couple shots. He took a couple shots at Kanye West in his album. Let me pull up the lyric for one of them. You know, and while I'm looking for that, everything that I feel like he's obsessed with it, because he's always tried to surpass Kanye West in everything that he does. You know what I mean? So it's like you have this person who is at one point in their life had this person as a mentor, but now wants to transition and be the best, and now sees them as a competition, and now...
You know what? I feel like you're straying from the point. Give us the backstory of why they're beefing. Why are they beefing? Because you know the backstory. Give us the backstory.
Okay. All right. So they were actually pretty close back in the A-Day. Drake saw Kanye West really as a type of mentor. And then what really happened is, you know, Drake and I think Lil Wayne was supposed to do a duo album, sort of like Watch the Throne. And then Jay-Z and Kanye West came out with the same album concept.
How did that started?
Listen, no, so, I'm getting there.
No.
Don't interrupt.
I'm not interrupting you. I want you to get there like real fast because you missed out a few things. But go ahead.
No,
I'm listening. That's literally
where it started from. I mean, these persons were cool. They were working together, writing on, you know, featured on each other's track. Yes. Drake felt really some type of way that, you know, Kanye West and Jay-Z dropped a duo album for Watch the Throne, which was what he was in the works of doing with Lil Wayne. I think the entire album did almost unrecorded and you just get scrapped right through, right there. So, and that's where the beef started from.
Right, but you missed the part that he shared the information with Kanye West. That he was planning on doing that.
Yeah.
See, that's why I cannot, you know, and that's what how you told me the story too. And you did not tell me that part until I went out and
happened.
Did my research.
That part happened.
No. That is literally you selling me half of a story. That's how you are. You sell the half that is best fitted for you. You sell me the part that you think I want to hear, and that's going to make it better. Which is not right. That's not how the full entire story is. That's what I was trying to say. He told that nigga that he was making an album before he even thought about making an album with Jay-Z. And guess what? Jay-Z even echoed the same sentiments of what Drake said. So at the end of the day is Kanye West is a motherfucking bitch. And you guys keep doing this and letting Kanye West feel like, oh, he's in the right of doing what he's doing.
Okay, don't let your bias show. Shannon, don't let your bias show.
Because you're clearly picking a side. No.
You're clearly picking a side.
I came on here telling you I'm picking a side. I already did that. I told you I'm picking a side. I was clear. If I was not, I'm letting you know now.
Listen, I want to continue on that side. I want to continue with this so I can get into the album. Okay. I'm not gonna be arguing with you about how a goddamn beat started. Like, the fuck?
Go ahead, sis. Get into it.
Damn.
Get into it.
Damn. But anyway, yes, that's kind of where the beef started from. And I think what really started to shape is then a little bit after that, they started like another beef over a beat that Drake wanted, that Kanye West actually took for himself and released a song on it. Then, no, Drake kind of like started his own type of beef with Pusha T, who's actually an artist of Kanye West. If you guys remember the whole story that came out with Drake having an unplanned baby, that was actually brought to the forefront by Pusha T, who Drake accused Kanye West of giving that information to Pusha T.
Kanye West and Drake then again
shared information, which then leaked, and that happened. Okay, go ahead with your question.
The question I have was, who first dropped their diss track, Pusha T or Drake? Who first started
it? Pusha T first dropped it.
But that's not what you just said. Okay, continue. Go ahead.
No, what I said was, if you remember, the information that came out about Drake's unplanned baby came out because of the Pusha T song. Who Drake accused Kanye West of providing that information to. That's what I said.
Right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Right. And that kind of like escalated the whole beef. And I don't think that they've ever really been able to gel since.
Okay. Are we gonna get into the albums now?
Yes, I want to get into album, and I want to start with Certified Lover Boy first, since you already took the opportunity and stated that there were a lot of classics on there. First and foremost, for me, audience, I do not like an album with 22 tracks. I really don't. There are a few artists that I would sit down and listen to for 22 songs. Nicki Minaj being one of them, Avi. Lady Gaga being one of them, Avi. Chris Brown too. Yeah, because he's a singer, dog, and his tracks are really good. So yeah. But otherwise, I'm very hard pressed to listen to an album with 22 tracks. So for listening to Certified Lover Boys, I didn't get into a lot of them. I only got into a few, because Quiet As This Kept, that album was boring as fuck. The first half to me started really well. There was a lot of songs that I liked in the first album, in the first part of the album. Let me pull up the track listing so I can go over that. Way Too Sexy, I believe. For some reason, I kind of like that album, that song. Way Too Sexy was one of them. The track with Nicki Minaj, Avi, of course, I'm gonna love that one. Let me tell you what's the name of that one. Do you know what's the name of that one, Shannon?
Poppy's Home.
Yeah, Poppy's Home. Yes, love that one. I said Way Too Sexy. Hold on. I'm trying to get the track up. But all in all, I just felt like Certified Lover Boy gave me the same feel as his last major album, which was Scorpion. Yeah, it gave me the same lot of feels. There were a lot of diss tracks that were on there. It was long for no reason. And things by itself, individually, there are really great songs. But as a whole body, I didn't really enjoy it. And it's one of those things that are for the moment, as I said, it is a contemporary pop culture statement piece that he makes for art, It's for right now, it's for the culture that we're in. You know what I mean? I don't think his music is timeless. I don't think his music is classy. Oh, no, let me not use classy. I don't think it's timeless.
So you're saying that people will not be listening to this album for years and years to come?
Just not me.
Okay.
Right? Girls Want Girls is a good one too. I kind of enjoy that. Champagne Poetry, I like that. In the Bible, I felt like his features gave a lot more to the album that to the track than he did. The feature with Jay-Z, Love All, that was amazing. Jay-Z killed as usual. Fade Trade with Travis Scott, very underwhelming to me. Way Too Sexy, Young Thug felt as though he didn't even want to be on the track. I kind of like Pipe Down. The song with Little Baby. Little Baby killed him on that track. Per 7 a.m. on the Bridal, that was a straight up diss for Kanye West. Everybody knows that. I am Y2. Kid Cudi, he did what was supposed to be done on that track. Okay. You Only Live Twice featuring Lil Wayne and Rick Rock. That to me, that was one of the best songs on the album. But yeah, a lot of the songs were very boring. It's like the same regurgitated formula that he has been doing. It felt very safe. Nothing earth-shattering. Nothing new. Let me chew on gum, chewing gum from 3 years ago, put it in the fridge. 3 years later, I'm taking up throw some water on it and then start throw it again. That's how it felt to me. I'm waiting to hear what you think, because clearly you enjoyed the album, right?
I already made that clear. Mm-hmm. I love the album. I have nothing else to say towards that. So let's get into the Donda album. What's your thoughts on that?
Okay. So when one person refuses to take risks, we have another one on the flip side who decides to take too much risk. Because I do felt as though at many moments of the album, Donda was so unfocused. Like, I was very unclear as to what was going on. A lot of the songs felt cultish in a way, and it's weird to see him interpolating Christian music or I wouldn't say secular music, but a type of uplifting music in the way that he does. Kudos for him to keeping it clean, even though there were a lot of features that still wouldn't stop using the N-word and stuff like that. So kudos for him to trying to keep it clean. I do think Nicki Minaj should have been on the album, just saying. I was very shocked and pleased with the Jay-Z feature on there. I hope that we may be getting a Watch the Throne sequel. I would be here for that. Let me tell you my favorite tracks off the album. I'm gonna tell you right now. But yes, the album at its core, Shannon, It was a very experimental album. You know, it was an album heavily inspired by the life and death of her mom, whose name is actually the name of the album, Donda. So you would think that this is a very heart welcome ode to the life and celebration of her mother's life. So I felt that at certain moments on the album. The opening track where someone was chanting her mother's name, that was a little creepy. I didn't really get that. The features on there, I enjoyed. I loved the Playboi Carti feature. As I said, I love the Drake, the Jay-Z feature. Let me just pull up the track list. And of course, there was a lot of persons that fell off the album. I don't want to talk about that. I love the feature with Buju Banton. I love the feature with Shensia. All of the Jamaican features them I actually enjoyed. To me, this wasn't his best album. This new journey that he's on is not my particularly favorite era, but for someone who decidedly chose to take risks and explore different sounds, explore different beats, collab with different artists, I appreciated that a lot better. That's my take on the Donda album. I would love to hear what you have to say.
My thoughts are not going to change. I felt like he was trying to infuse Christian music with rap music. I felt like he missed the ball for me. I did not get into all of this. I listened to the album just to come here and talk about it. I felt like the first track weirded me out. That's the first thing. I could not concentrate on anything else after listening to the first track. I was like, what the fuck is somebody trying to work some obia or some voodoo or something right here? That's just weird. And then the song with Jay-Z was okay. I got the songs with the message. The mm-hmm. songs with the message I got. So, mm-hmm. Hurricane, I got that song. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got that song. Mm-hmm. Believe in What I Say, I got that. Yeah. Remote Control, I did not get that. That missed the ball for me.
I love that
me.
Song. I love Heaven that song.
Heaven and Hell, I got that. Jesus Is Lord, I got that. New Again, I was trying to get it, but it just missed the ball for me. Jail Part 2 with the baby and Marilyn Manson, that missed the ball for me too. Okay, again, I was trying to get it. The part with Shensia, but I think it missed the ball for me somewhere along the line of Shensia singing. Pure Soul, I got that because I tried to get what he was saying over and over. I have to listen to it like 2 times. So I did get it eventually. Coming to Life, I got that too. So there is mm-hmm. a few, if you want to pick out a few songs out of the 27 songs that's on the album, you will find them into the songs. Yeah. But unfortunately, to listen to a whole 27 song track list and you are just hearing I Love God, then Pushing Hate, then I Love God, then Pushing Hate, it's like I'm confused. Because on one of these songs, you were saying all Drake needs to do is shut the fuck up, sit down, write a song, and when I call, you just give it to me.
Ooh.
That's Pushing Hate. So it's like, what am I getting from this? Are you trying to fight while being a Christian? Or you're telling me to listen to you want to fight Drake by being a Christian? I don't know. Like my mama said, once you're a Christian, you be a Christian. Don't come out here and push hate.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really mixed signals. I was kind of confused. So I opted not to want to listen to it again. Yeah. It's an album that I would not listen to again. It's not because I don't like him or it's just not where I'm at right now that I would not listen to. I'll probably pick a few songs out of it and say, okay, I can listen to this again. I can get the message from what he was trying to push here. But the entire album is not for me. And I like listening to albums. I enjoy listening albums. Yes, if you have too many songs on there, like Chris Brown, fuck that, I'm not listening to that shit. That's too many songs. I'm not going to pick up an album. I don't care who you are. I will not pick up an album and listen to an album with over 20 tracks on there. That is just too much. That's too much music for us to digest. Mm-hmm. At some point, our attention span is going to be like, I'm tired of listening to this. I don't want to listen to this anymore. I got to go find something else to listen to. There's more other shit going on I can listen to, apart from listening to an old 90-hour, that's literally an hour worth of track list listening to, or an hour and a half. I don't have time for that. Certified Lover Boy.
Yes.
I got into it. The reason why I got into it is because, guess what? I listened to Certified Lover Boy first, and then I listened to Kanye West album. The reason why I did it like that was I know that Drake listened to all of them shit here, changed a few verse before he dropped the album. So I wanted to see what he was taking shots at before I go over there and listen to Kanye West. I didn't want to listen to Kanye West and then be like, oh shit, this is what he was talking about. No, I want to know why he's saying what he's saying before I listen to what Kanye is saying. Because Kanye, you have to digest his music to get what he's saying. Drake is more straightforward. He's just going to sting you and call it a day. Come back and apologize. To apologize. Kanye West, Gemini, he feels like he's strategic, but you can get into his music by knowing what he's trying to say. And that's how people miss the ball when listening to Kanye West and Drake, because Drake is just gonna come up and tell you as it is, and Kanye West throw the stone, hide his hand. That's how they work. So if you're not
I disagree.
I know you do. If you're not really not gonna see what Kanye West is doing and how he's doing it and how strategic he's doing it too. Because after everybody was like echoing what Robin said, picking a side and saying, Drake missed the ball and all Drake did was come and threw shots at Kanye West and Kanye West never did that and I love that Drake said, okay, since I'm the idiot here, let me show you what I know and leak the song on his radio show.
Yeah, he leaked a song that wasn't on the album.
That was supposed to be on the album.
But it wasn't Kanye though.
Did not put it on there.
Okay.
Is what I'm showing you. You throw the stone and hide your hands. So yes,
how did he throw the stone and hide the hands when he wasn't even the one who released the song?
At the end of the day, is listen. This is what
answer
I'm saying.
Answer that question. There is no friends in the industry.
And this is what I'm saying. Robin, I allowed you to talk. I don't know why you keep interrupting.
That's because you can't answer the question.
I'm going to answer your question. I'm not going to avoid your question. I'm going to answer your question. I'm saying I allowed you to speak. I did not interrupt you. I would like damn energy I just gave to you, you give back to me.
Okay.
So anyway, as you stated, how is that fear that Drake released the song and not Kanye?
No. That's not what I
what
said.
Did you say? Okay, say what you said, girl.
Because by changing up the words, you're going to try to change up the answer I said.
All right, go ahead. Say what you said. I forgot what you said.
Okay. How has he taken a shot and hid his hand when, yes, he did definitely use Andre 3000 on a track that was supposed to be an inspiring ode to their mother that they've both lost? Yes, he did use Kanye, Andre 3000, and then had this whole diss track on it, but he wasn't the one who leaked it. So I don't think it shows more of the character of the person who actually leaked it. You actually would have wanted us to do what? What are the information that was shown?
Were you asking a question? Because that was a statement. What was the question you're asking me?
How is it Kanye West took a shot, hit his hand, when it wasn't him who leaked the song?
Okay, so let me be clear on this. When Kanye West recorded that song perfectly, Andre 3000 came out and said that was never what he heard. And we've experienced this so many times with people in the industry. That's why there's no friends in the industry. I'm getting to the point now. When Nicki Minaj did the same thing to Cardi B, everybody was like, everybody knows that he does this. They record their songs over if they don't feel the verse and whatever. No, they recorded their verse over because they knew what they were doing. They knew that, guess what? I'm trying to one-up this person because we are not at the same page or on the same level right now. And I want to one-up this person. So I'm going to re-record my verse because this does not coincide with what I feel like I need to do. So I'm going to re-record my verse, put it on the album or put it on this track, and then I'm going to not release it. Do you think that was set to not be released? Be honest. You are a very smart person. You know that once it got leaked from Kanye's camp, Kanye is aware of what is going on. Even if Kanye wants to be dumb and act like he doesn't know what's going on, any smart ass person know that, guess what? Anything that is being leaked from Kanye West to Drake, Kanye is aware of it. We just don't want to see that he's aware of it or wants to pick side and say, oh, I'm blind to that. And I don't think that what you meant for that to happen. And Drake is taking everything out of context. Really? Drake heard everything that was already going on over there because it was leaked from his camp. So guess what? He went out and did the same thing what Kanye did, re-recorded a few verses, dropped them on the album, and hit more shots than what he wanted to. You think that album was sitting there waiting? That album, Certified Lover Boy, has been sitting there waiting on Kanye West to drop. I'm not asking you, I'm telling you. because this was what exactly was supposed to happen. So you looking at it as, oh, this is all Drake's fault, Drake going out there doing shit like this. No, Kanye West started all of this. And because Kanye West wanted to, don't want to be in a competition with Drake, is why this is happening. When Drake was just looking at it as, oh, this dude is mentoring me, I'm trying to see where I can go, whatever, whatever. And this is the thing. If we stop trying to pinning each other against each other, you'd literally see what is going wrong and who is going wrong, where they're going wrong. Because the Impressive Channel even said this. Kanye West really and truly started the beef.
Yeah.
Because of what really went down with the first story that you told. But coming back and looking at what's happening, Drake tried to make amends several times and tried to move past the beef. But unfortunately, bipolar Gemini ass Kanye West don't know how to treat people, and that's why he's where he's at on his fucking face.
But I don't think that Drake is an innocent participant in this whole situation either.
I never said he was. I never said that nigga was. Never. He's a Scorpio. He will sting, but he's not hiding his hands, and that's what I respect. I don't respect Kanye West going out there, shooting shots, saying shit about the boy, and then guess what? Saying, oh, I never knew about this. I never said that. I never did that. But yet, at the end of the day, somebody has to come and leak some audio, leak some footage from somewhere for you to find out, oh, that was actually true. Drake is coming out and saying, yes, I did what I did. At least I can appreciate somebody coming out and say, I was wrong.
Listen,
I did that for real. Kanye West is not even doing that.
Listen, at the end of the day, these two albums that were dropped were not that great. Shit.
No. Certified Lover Boy hit the spot.
I can only speak for myself.
So yes,
yeah,
it
you
did.
You can only speak for yourself. But
no. And millions of people on Twitter.
Well, okay. Okay.
About it.
Okay.
Hyping this
okay.
up. So yes, it did what it came out and what and, it was and supposed that, to do.
And that's when exactly Donda came why. Out, what, hold on.
Was there an uproar? Nobody was talking about Donda for weeks.
But it did debut at number one though. With how much thousands of tracks sold, units sold. Okay. But anyways, all I'm saying is, yes, you are absolutely right. Persons are definitely going to be feeling Certified Lover Boy more, as we say. This is definitely one of those albums. Drake is definitely one of those persons that is a pop culture icon. So, and his lyrics are so quotable. Where persons are going to take them for Instagram posts, Twitter posts, anything.
Robin,
like
you already said that.
So that's why on social media, when I posted up that poll, which album are we feeling? A lot of persons said Drake, but a lot of persons also said neither. So, I mean,
I saw that Instagram poll and Drake was leading at a high level. So I don't get it. What are you trying to say?
Before we leave this podcast, because I pushed it to 45 minutes just for the sake of that, we're doing a comparison. It's about to get heated. Listen.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
I just think that these two albums that were dropped wasn't their best. You know what I mean? It could have been better, in my opinion. It could have been better.
I agree with you somewhat, but Certified Lover Boy hit the spot for me. I sat there and I listened to all the songs and I got what the message were in Kanye West's albums. Listen, if the music is not for you, you will not get it. And that's what I keep telling people. I will not go out there and listen to a random person singing something that is not relatable to me, that I cannot get. And that's why you feel like their albums wasn't at top tier par for you. Because maybe because the messages were not for you. So you're not going to get it.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
And you're not wrong on that note. On that note, this is where we're going to be end this lovely episode of We Got Issues. Thank you guys for listening to us as we had a heated discussion about the Drake and Kanye West albums that were dropped. You guys should definitely go and check them out on all streaming platforms. Share, like this podcast, tell your friends, tell your husband, tell your man, tell everybody. All right, guys, later.
Bye.